This is a special edition of Weekend Ozarks at Large, dedicated to coverage of what the Affordable Care Act may mean for Arkansas. We continue this morning with a story about the launch of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act in Arkansas and how the state's unique approach to Medicaid expansion will affect Arkansans. Again, Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich.
Medicaid was enacted in 1965 as a federal entitlement program administered by states to help needy and low-income Americans pay for medical services. Under the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, Medicaid expansion aims to extend coverage to millions more newly eligible to the entitlement, as many as 15 million Americans. By law, states can opt out of participating in Medicaid expansion. Arkansas is among 25 states that have opted in. But rather than expanding Medicaid, Arkansas is taking an innovative market-based approach termed the private option. Amy Webb is Director of Communications for the Arkansas Department of Human Services. Its Division of Medical Services manages Medicaid in Arkansas.
Well, absolutely. We do have states across the country watching what we're doing here in Arkansas. This was a really innovative approach, and it's something that no other state is doing. And so I think people are interested to see, you know, how the approach works and if shifting this population to the private marketplace is, in fact, the best place for them to be. We're very excited about this approach, and we think it has a great number of benefits, and we think it will be successful.
The private option was a bipartisan effort carefully crafted by Arkansas's conservative majority state legislature and Democratic Governor Mike Beebe, enacted in April.
There are hundreds of thousands of Arkansans without health care, and had we not taken this approach, the lowest income of them would not have had any opportunity for coverage.
As many as a quarter of a million more Arkansans will be able to secure private option coverage via premium assistance. Qualified individuals will enroll on the state's new health insurance exchange, with 100% of their premiums paid for by the Fed. Traditional Medicaid subsidies are shared by the government and states. Arkansas banks Medicaid dollars in a special trust fund, currently $62 million replenished annually by the state's soda pop tax, collecting between $30 to $60 million annually.
You know, the traditional Medicaid program will continue to exist as it does today, which is a 70% federal match, 30% state match. And we will eventually transition some populations that are on the traditional program into the private option.
According to a study conducted by healthcare economist Andy Allison, who is also Arkansas's Medicaid program director, in the first full year of reform, Arkansas will save $115 million in Medicaid costs under the Affordable Care Act. An estimated 776,000 Arkansans are currently enrolled in traditional Medicaid, but under the new rules, an additional 215,000 people will be newly eligible, with 35,000 more who are eligible but not enrolled. And Arkansas Department of Human Services Assistant Director Susan Bierman is in charge of enlisting them.
In 2014, under the private option in Arkansas, the following people will be eligible for participation in the private option. Childless adults between the ages of 19 and 65 with incomes at or below 138% of the federal poverty level. I think we mentioned earlier the limited circumstances in which parents could be currently eligible. So in addition to that, now parents ages 19 through 65 with incomes below 17 and 138% will now be eligible, whereas historically they have not been. In order to qualify for the private option, in addition to the age and income criteria we just went over, you also have to not be on Medicare and not be disabled. And an additional state-specific eligibility criteria has been established in addition to the federal requirement that those that are medically frail be exempt from participation. We've also said that Arkansans with exceptional needs for whom coverage through the marketplace would be impractical or overly complex would not be in the private option itself, but if they meet the other eligibility criteria, could enroll in standard Medicaid.
The Arkansas Insurance Department is currently setting up the state's health insurance exchange, now referred to as a marketplace, 5 insurance providers, including Arkansas QualChoice and Blue Cross Blue Shield, are contenders. The Fed will decide who will be listed on the exchange by September. Eligible private option enrollees have by March 31st, 2014 to enroll. They won't face any penalties if they fail to. Working poor who sign up in the new insurance marketplace who are not Medicaid qualified will also be subsidized via advance tax credits paid in advance to insurance providers by the government, or they can opt to pay their premiums and receive an income tax credit on their annual returns. But Susan Bierman says those who qualify under the new Medicaid rules won't pay a dime.
Right. So for private option enrollees in Arkansas, Arkansas Medicaid will be paying the full premiums using Title 19, which is the section of the Social Security Act which authorizes Medicaid. So Arkansas Medicaid will be paying the premiums for the new private option enrollees with Title 19 funding.
100% federally funded for the first 3 years.
Beyond that, there's an increasing state share topping out at 10%. In 2020 and beyond.
Arkansas Department of Human Services staff are still planning outreach strategies to channel eligible Arkansans into the insurance marketplace, scheduled to launch October 1st.
You know, the criteria is based on age between 19 and 65 and the income criteria. Within that group, we think many individuals who fall into the income criteria will be on the lower age of the age spectrum. Generally, not true for everyone, but generally people's incomes rise as they age. So we do anticipate a large number of young, previously uninsured working adults to be among the private option enrollees.
Another thing that premium assistance will do is help resolve churning.
When people's incomes rise and fall below the 138% of the federal poverty level, their subsidy source will change. You know, if their income rises, then it will be picked up through premium tax credits and assistance from the federal treasury up to 400% of the FPL. And as their income decreases or falls, and falls below that 138% threshold, they fall back into premium assistance with the Title 19 funding their premiums. So we think one of the great benefits of private option is that it produces integrated coverage within the marketplace and drastically reduces the number of people that churn. So now if someone's income changes, they can keep their private insurance, and it's only how it's paid for changes. It enables individuals to keep the same plan and providers as their income shifts. And this is really significant because we know this is quite a frequent occurrence, with research showing that churning occurs frequently with more than 35% of adults with incomes below 200% of federal poverty experiencing a change in their income within 6 months that would impact their eligibility. So this reduction in churn has significant benefits to both enrollees by allowing them to keep continuity of care, providers, and plans, and also reducing the administrative costs.
So with millions more impoverished and low-income Americans enrolling in heavily subsidized private health insurance, who's responsible for that copay? The medical industrial complex via a dozen new taxes, and Americans via health care mandate penalties and private pay health insurance premium increases.